This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. Glad to be with class. And, Vince, it's been, they're already laughing.
How can I help you?
Vince, serious news, Vince. The sun erupted last Sunday and had a strongest solar storm since 2017. I believe this is serious news, and hardly none of the other news media picked up on it, but. And so it's the strongest solar storm we've had since 2017. We're entering for the next year a year of solar peak. The sun goes through an 11-year solar cycle, as we've mentioned, and we're entering that peak right now. And this storm was pretty intense. It was, it was one category from the most intense, but saying it's the strongest in 7 years, well, that tells a lot. And, then it's the way you need to think of this. The sun is always emitting these storms, but you have to picture in your mind a three-dimensional picture of the solar system. So the sun emits these storms. They travel outward from the sun in any direction. Now, the Earth is, you know, rotating in its orbit, and the storm has to line up with the Earth. So most of these storms miss the Earth. Either they go above or below, or they might hit where the Earth had been a few days before or going to be, but it has to be pretty much a direct hit. It takes 2 or 3 days to arrive. And so this one was pretty much a direct hit, and it did wipe out a lot of radio communications, caused a lot of northern lights. We don't know of any widespread power failure, but that's really what we have to worry about, because it has happened in the past. It happened when a big storm hit Canada. And Canada is susceptible, Quebec part of Canada, because of the nature of the soil. And it's kind of strange. It's kind of how lightning gets attracted to certain things with metal that are grounded. Well, the CME plasma gets attracted to the ground as well. And it turns out Quebec is built over very moist ground that wants to attract currents and electrical energy and plasma energy. And so they got wiped out and lost electricity for several days when a storm hit Quebec many years ago. So we mention it because it did happen, and probably for the next year we have to be aware of this, Vince. And we've talked about what you can do to protect your home, but the most important is put power surge protectors around your house, if possible, in your electrical panel. And Vince, if I know one's coming and it's going to be this powerful, I'd actually consider at least, you know, temporarily cutting my electricity just to prevent things from, surges from occurring on the power line. But Vince, it left the sun on Friday, hit the Earth on Sunday, and just reporting on it now for class.
Okay, so I agree with that. I'm looking right now at, we have a wired network class here at the forum, Ethernet-based. And I have a device attached to our solar power inverter. And it tells me a whole bunch of things. It tells me how much activity the solar panels are generating, how much electricity. It tells me how much of that electricity is going into the battery bank. It tells me how much of that is going to the grid, how much we're selling, and how much we're using at the farmhouse. I'll tell you right now. So roughly 5 kilowatts is coming from the solar panels. And 200 watts is going to top off the battery bank, just 200 watts. A half a kilowatt, 500 watts, is being used by the farm right this very second. And 4 kilowatts is being pumped onto the grid. So of the 5 kilowatts that we are generating, 4 kilowatts of that is being pumped onto the grid so our neighbors can use it. The fact that our sun has had these coronal mass ejections and we are in a peak activity cycle, we are seeing record amounts of solar power generation. For example, within the week, we generated 56.1 kilowatts of electricity in one day. Typically, we would generate 33 kilowatts of electricity in the day. And that corresponds to how much electricity we use. So on average, 33 kilowatts is what we used to generate. Now we're generating probably close to 50 kilowatts a day. We have some days that are higher, some days that are lower than that. But around 50 kilowatts, that's an enormous amount of electricity. When the average home uses 30 kilowatts. But we're generating so much electricity now that it would only take 2 days worth of electricity. So if we shut all the electricity off to our farm and we said, let's dedicate this to some visitor who would come with a Tesla, we could charge that Tesla in 2 days. That's all it would take, just 2 days worth of all the electricity we could generate to charge a Tesla one time. Is that silence for a reason?
It's a correlation, Vince, mm-hmm. And I think what you have to really look at is the things that people are not planning for that can happen. And, well, Vince, not to change the subject, but an example of people, you know, not looking ahead, they had some pretty bad storms in Texas recently. Hailstorms, big, pretty bad storms, and that was pretty much Mother Nature. But the gist of it is, Vince, I'm looking at a report from AG Daily, it's an agriculture newspaper, and Vince, the hail destroyed a whole bunch of solar panels. And they're, you know, they were presumably designed to be resilient to all types of environmental things that could happen to them. But, they got destroyed. And, you know, worse than that, when you recycle them, what do you do with the lead and the cadmium and the different elements that are in there? We still don't have a good way to recycle the solar panels. But, since it was, it was a disaster for these solar panels. And they quote a whole bunch of areas here where, Vince, the hail basically knocked them out. And it was pretty bad. Vince, they're showing pictures of them. They don't look, they don't look good, Vince. And I don't think people realize that hail, sometimes these are the size of baseballs, and they can completely shatter the glass on a solar panel. So, there were basically what did the damage was 60 mile an hour winds and quarter size hail, but it belted Belleville, Texas, and people are now worried about what's going to happen to the environment. You know, forget about the loss of electricity. Are these elements going to get into well water or livestock going to start drinking water where the remnants of these solar panels have fallen into the water, and it's a little bit of an environmental problem. And again, people just didn't plan ahead. They didn't think law of unintended consequences, Vince.
Well, wait. I don't know, Bert. I don't know if they didn't plan ahead, because I did. Bert, we built our own solar array rack here at the farm, and we used industrial shelving material, the same kind of shelving that Home Depot and Lowe's and the big box stores use in their lumber racks. I mean, this is so strong that you can put pallets of 2x4s on the shelving. It can hold thousands and thousands of pounds, like over 10,000 pounds per shelf. So we bought that used, and then we fabricated our own solar rack, mounted the solar panels to it. And we put our solar panels on a pretty steep angle, steeper than is recommended for maximum solar power generation. And the reason that I did that, I designed this, the reason that I picked that angle was because I knew that we would be compromising on the power generation because it's not optimal, more flat, not horizontal, but more toward horizontal would give us a greater power generation capability.
Sure.
But at the same time, it would increase the potential for damage from hail. So we haven't had a problem like that. And we have had plenty of hail, but it's by design. So what I'm saying is I think that the people who engineered and designed this, they had to know this. Heck, if I know it, they should know it. I mean, they're the professional engineers, right? They should know this, but they did it anyway.
Well, so are the engineers really in any position to usually it's people other than engineers that make these decisions, I'm pretty sure that's what happened at Boeing, is that the engineers were losing influence, and it was bean counters that were starting to make the decisions, and that's how we have all these disasters with Boeing planes falling apart right now.
And fortunately, maybe they listened to us, and they fired three of their top management. They didn't go deep enough. They only fired three of them. And by the way, the CEO got a $24 million golden parachute on the way out.
And all he said was he's going to leave at the end of the year. that doesn't cut it.
No. People need to be prosecuted for these crimes because I look at this as a crime, Bert. Because what they did was they sacrificed the company, which sacrificed ultimately the share price because of the catastrophes, that pursuing higher and higher profits, lower costs, higher profits, higher share price, doing that put the company at risk, and then what happened?
Yeah.
The value of Boeing went down. Customers who are flying are looking at, what kind of plane is this? Is this an Airbus or is this a Boeing? Boeing? No, I'm not going to go fly that. So now the airlines are paying the price for the bean counters' pursuit of quick profits, higher share price,
greater
financial compensation. It backfired. Yep. And so a lot of people who didn't deserve to lose bet on Boeing and lost. Yeah, because of the greed of top management.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. He's a radio frequency engineer, patent holder, and CEO of a corporation. He's on boards of directors in California. Bert, you mentioned the solar cycle and the effect on communication. So I can tell you firsthand what we experienced here at the farm. Telephone service for a whole bunch of people in the village went out. Landlines.
What day?
And I don't have that in front of me, but
probably Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, and you know, we talked to neighbors, and they had the same problem. Not only that, in order to protect our equipment here at the farm, yeah, we are on grid, off grid, and hybrid, which means we can operate off grid with our solar panels and our inverter and our charge controllers and our battery bank. We can operate on-grid and buy electricity from the utility company, or we can buy and sell simultaneously. And what I've chosen to do was to use the... I can configure this thing at, you know, flip of a switch. So I can... I've configured it to run hybrid. And the reason for doing that is I thought, I'll just use the grid as our battery. Now, we have a battery, and we top it off every day. So the system determines how much charge, how much of the current goes to topping off the battery bank. And it's huge. It weighs 8,000 pounds. It's 1,000 ampere hours of nickel iron. Well, we had this storm. I have our freezers connected to the grid because they use a lot of current. We have a bunch of freezers for the farm. We raise beef. So that's what we do. We want to make sure the freezers keep operating. Well, so the freezers are connected directly to the grid by my choice. And I have a voltage regulating equipment so that it will look at the grid, and if the voltage is too high, it will reduce it. Well, I have the best power equipment I could find to do that, made by a company called Triplite, T-R-I-P-P-L-I-T-E. You can look this up on eBay right now. And the device we have is called an LC, as in line conditioner, 1800. It's 1800 watts. I'm loading that line conditioner with maybe 400 watts, okay? Maybe 500. And two of them failed this week. Two of them.
Wow.
Yeah. And what I'm seeing is I'm measuring the voltage, and the voltage is going up and down, up and down. You know, the freezers are rated for 115 volts. The utility company they've been bumping up the electricity, the voltage, for years, and now they're running 124 plus volts, like all the time, 124. Now it depends on where you live. So if you live close to the power lines coming into your village, you'll get a higher voltage. If you're the last guy, you'll get a lower voltage. That's just the way the system works. I guess we're close to the beginning, so our voltage is higher, and it's brutal on the equipment. So, Bert, what you're saying is absolutely true. The voltage is not stable, and it's blowing up our equipment. So people are replacing their appliances. They're trying to figure out why the phones don't work. They're trying to figure out why there's so many failures. And it's natural causes plus high technology and overuse of electricity. So that goes back to the solar farms that you're talking about, right? How many acres of solar farms are necessary to produce electricity? I think I've read something like, well, if you want to generate solar electricity for our country, a quarter of it or something like that would have to be covered with solar farms. That's nuts. So the answer is less electricity, exactly the opposite of what Joe and company want to do. They want us to use more electricity. The answer is we have to use less. Because when we have a hailstorm and it takes out, massive amounts of solar power, how do you get new panels? I guess you just order them from China, right? Isn't that what we do?
Well,
we don't make
most of them. Yeah, that's where most of them come from, Benson. Even if they're not made in China, a lot of the elements for them come from China. So it's kind of ironic that we're trying to improve the economy in the United States by supposedly having more use of electricity, yet we're dependent on China for making that additional electricity.
Yeah, and people have figured out that they can't believe a thing, nothing, that companies nor our government say. Can't believe any of it. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration approving $60 million in emergency relief funding for the state of Maryland after Tuesday's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. A request came in from Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Amazon's throwing more money at its investment in AI startup Anthropic. It added $2.75 billion to its $1.25 billion investment, making the San Francisco startup Amazon's most important partner. The popular Disneyland attraction had to be closed down when someone spread cremated human remains. USA's John Schaefer.
The incident happened earlier this week on the Star Wars attraction, Rise of the Resistance. It's not the first time it's happened at the Anaheim, California theme park either. Guests have previously selected It's a Small World, Pirates of the Caribbean, and the Haunted Mansion as places to scatter the ashes of their loved ones.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's gonna be sliding.
But I know what are today's hot.
Why
you
got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us. Bert, what's next?
Vince, I think class will appreciate this. We talked a little bit about the problems at Boeing. Vince, do you know how old the Boeing 737 is? Well, let me answer that for you. It was originally designed in 1964. That's when they began the design. Made its maiden flight in 1967. Entered service in 1968. Vince, that's over 50 years ago. Now, what they've done, and again, we're talking about company being run by bean counters rather than engineers. That's part of the issue. But what they did is they kept stretching the airplane, making it larger, adding seats, and importantly, they wanted to put new, bigger engines that the original design didn't really support. So they into the design, did all kinds of crazy things and the wing angles and how the wings went and how the wheels went just to fit massive new engines that were more fuel efficient, all this rather than wanting to do a new design. So the 737, well, you know, it primarily serves short and medium haul routes. Vince, that design, at least from the original 737, is over 50 years old. And each time they go, well, if we just make these changes, we can keep it going another 5 or 10 years. Well, it's over 50 years that this plane has been in service. And I will say that part of these problems stem from the fact that they're taking a design that should have been, you know, mothballed out years ago, and they keep coming up with ways for just a little bit more money, a little bit tweaks to the design, we can keep this plane going. And, well, I mean, if it worked, it would have worked, but it didn't, Vince, because there were crashes, people died, and Vince, for class, we've produced basically 12,000 of all the different models of 737. 12,000 737s are delivered, flying, and about 5,000 more are still on order of generally of the new, what's called the MAX version. And that's the one that has the most problems. But Vince, there's problems with all of them. I imagine the original ones aren't flying anymore from late 1960s onward. Those 50-year-old ones, I'm sure, have since been gone to the recycling heap. But, Vince, that's part of the problem that happens when you try to look at things from, you know, just a snapshot. How can we increase profits in the short term and without really thinking ahead? Vince, Boeing still does not have any new design for a new aircraft. Even beginning, Vince, no new designs. Do you remember when airplanes would change so rapidly? I mean, think about the change that happened from, say, a World War I airplane to a World War II airplane in just 25 years. Well, Vince, that plane's been flying for over 50 years. It's time for either Boeing or somebody else to come out with a new design. And, you know, Vince, that's my opinion, but I think it's borne out in what's happening.
But I've got a couple comments. I should have three. Last time I got an airplane, as you know, class, I want to know about everything, right? So when you get on board an airplane, as you walk into the entrance of that airplane, there's a plate on the left side. If you look about waist high, there's a plate there that says when that airplane was manufactured. Same kind of a data plate that an automobile has. And I got on one. It was a B-737. And it was manufactured in 1968. That's what it said. I remember that clearly. And I remember thinking, wow, this thing is old. And that was probably 20 years ago. Last time I flew. I don't plan on doing that anymore. I haven't flown in about 20 years. Second comment. You're talking about the Boeing 737. I remember a pilot telling me that it is totally dependent on the engines working perfectly. Because if it will not glide, that aircraft will not glide. If an engine...
The new one's wrong.
Well,
yeah, I think maybe the original one could have, maybe.
I don't know about that, because I was on a short one that was built in 68.
Okay.
And so it was small, and the pilot said, you know, we are dependent on the engines, because if there's a failure, we're going to go down like a rock. That's not my words. That's his. Third comment, you're talking about modifying, you know, just taking the design and just tweaking it, you know, what the bean counters would do. Here's something that... that automobile aficionados might not know. So, you know how spark plugs have a center electrode and a ground electrode? And then spark plug designers said, you know what? two electrodes. That'd be good. And then four. Well, actually, if you have four electrodes, four ground electrodes and one center electrode, there's only one spark. It's not like you get four sparks. You get one spark, and it picks the electricity picks the electrode that is the easiest to connect to. So that's where the spark goes. And so actually a four ground electrode spark plug is worse in terms of igniting the gas air mixture than a single ground electrode, you know, the standard design. Okay. That being said, so that's a marketing thing. You know, I guess the GDP would think, hey, four electrodes is got to be way better. So let's spend, you know, 3X and get that one. And Bosch makes them too. Here's the next part of this. So Mercedes, you're talking about tweaking. So Mercedes makes an engine. They have a 3.2 liter engine. They also have, that's a V6, and they have a V12. And they have two spark plugs per cylinder. Now, most people would say, well, if one spark plug's good, two would be even better, more efficient, right? And so really what happens is the engine has less exhaust pollutants with the two spark plugs per cylinder. But it's not why you think. What happens is an internal combustion engine, a four-cycle engine, has four cycles: intake, compression, explosion, and exhaust. So the gas-air mixture goes through the intake cycle, then that's squeezed into a, oh, like a 10-to-1, 9-to-1 compression. And then when that gas-air mixture is compressed, the spark goes off, causes an explosion of the gas-air. Then you have the explosion cycle followed by the exhaust. So intake, compression, explosion, exhaust. Those are the four cycles. What Mercedes did was they added another spark plug. So not to detonate and cause the explosion with more vigor, only one spark plug goes off at that time to cause the explosion. One of the two. The second spark plug fires on the exhaust cycle. So as the exhaust is being pushed out of the combustion chamber into the exhaust manifold, it gets another spark just in case there was some unburned fuel. So that's an add-on. What about dumping that and coming up with a completely different, better design to use the fuel better in the first place, rather than to add another spark plug and another ignition coil and the complexity therein and the extra machining to burn off the unburned hydrocarbons? See, that's what you're talking about, Bert. And that's something that very, very few people know about. They're just thinking that, hey, Mercedes has two spark plugs, must be a more efficient engine. Well, more efficient in terms of what? In terms of reducing pollutants, yes. In terms of performance, no. In terms of more miles per gallon, no. Just for burning the fuel that didn't burn the first time. So what about just burning it better the first time? See, the accountants don't know that kind of stuff. They don't. Back to you.
Yeah, higher compression and more efficient. Vince, that leads to another story here for class. And that's the fact that tires in EVs wear out twice as fast as in regular cars. And Vince, they cost sometimes twice the price. So what is that? 2X times 2X. Vince, do you know what a pair of tires or, the Goodyear's starting electro-drive tire, they call it. Mm-hmm. Vince, $200 a piece.
No, that's nothing. That's cheap.
That's nothing, yeah. Look at a Tesla Model 3. Well, those tires, $271 a pop. But then, if you have a Rivian and you want a Scorpion all-terrain tire, then it's $462 each.
Yeah, and if you have a Tesla and you want a Michelin tire, it's $458. Now, Bert, that's without tax, that's without the state tire fee, that's without mounting, and that's without balancing. So a set of four tires for a Tesla can cost $2,200. It can cost less than that, too. But if you want top-of-the-line tires, $2,200.
And wear out faster. And Vince, they create pollution. People don't realize for class this is important. Part of the, you know, we've made engines so much better now in terms of pollution. A significant amount of the pollution from a car, any car, is actually the particles that wear off the tires and go into the air that we breathe. And it's become significant because the regular old-fashioned pollution out of the exhaust has gotten so much cleaner now in modern combustion engine cars. So the EV tires, because they wear out twice as fast, are creating twice as much pollution from the particles from those tires. And it's not, you know, it's not non-toxic rubber. There's all kinds of stuff in the polymers in those tires. And we're breathing that, and it's twice as much from an EV tire.
Okay. So, Bert, we're talking about spark plugs. When I used to race my 1968 AMX, I put on a spark ignition system. It was a little different. It had multiple discharges. So instead of having four electrodes and only one of them actually being fired upon by the center electrode, I had an ignition system that would discharge like machine gun, seven discharges. So rapid fire. So in case the first spark didn't work, the second one would. If that didn't work, the third one would. If that didn't work, that's a much better design than just adding a spark plug in the exhaust cycle of an engine. So imagine, I mean, you get seven chances to ignite the fuel. That's pretty good, right, compared to a single chance. Next thing, I was at Sam's Club filling up, and I was driving the old station wagon, a 2000 model Mercedes-Benz station wagon. And so gas cap is on the passenger side. So I'm in the back there putting gas in, and a guy with a van backs up, and he's got his engine running. He's like a couple feet from me. And I look, he's got his reverse lights on. So he's in reverse, he's got his foot on the brake, I'm there pumping gas, and his engine's running. I stopped the pump, I walked over and said, "Hey, I'm choking here."
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last point I was trying to make is this moron behind me had his van in reverse. The backup lights were on. His engine was running. He's smoking me out and wasting energy. And I'm seeing more and more people waiting for someone in a store, waiting in a gas line. They don't shut their engine off. They're willing to pollute and pollute and pollute. They're totally oblivious that we all live on the same planet. And they're totally oblivious to what they're doing to other people. And it's an outrage. And I'm losing my temper more and more, you know. And is it worth getting into a gunfight over? No, it's not. No, it's not. But I did have my, I did have my 1911 right at my side. Bert, you're talking about tires. You're talking about the extra tire wear by the weight of the vehicle. Here's something that has not been discussed by the mainstream media. If you go to Facebook Marketplace, you'll see that shops are selling their automotive lifts. They're saying, for sale, good working lift, works perfectly, upgraded so I can lift an electric vehicle. So people who have lifts like us, you know, in our shop, you know, rotary lift, good for 10,000 pounds, they're upgrading so they can pick up safely an electric vehicle. They're buying a new lift. But we're talking, you know, if you have if the lift costs, let's say, $5,000 or $6,000, then you have it installed, you're looking at, I don't know, $8,000 to get a lift.
Yeah, that's, we know that because of the battery weight.
Right. What I'm saying is that's not discussed. You know, with all these problems with the EVs, people are not discussing that the mechanic shops are having to spend extra money to buy the lift to put them up in the air just to change the lousy tires that wear out twice as fast.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Vince, ending on a little bit of a lighthearted note, but totally serious. Vince, in Eastern Washington State, Hunter's group contacted the Stevens County Sheriff's Office, and they wanted to know if their standard hunting license, excuse me, I'm almost cracking up, if their hunting licenses were okay for hunting Sasquatch. For real, Ben.
Yeah. So what's the answer?
He said.
Are you okay?
He said they were.
Oh,
but okay. He didn't think they had any in his county, but he thought, well, if you guys want to do it. But we're pretty sure we don't have any. His official statement was, well, if we had them, my deputies would have hit them by now because the way they drive, they can't. They can't get out of the way of anything. But true story, Vince, Metal Lake, and they wanted to go on a Sasquatch. They said they wouldn't hurt any females. They only wanted to hunt the males. Vince, leave them alone. You know, I don't know if Sasquatch is for real or not, but if they are, let them be. I think you're a hunter. You probably feel the same way.
I'm not a hunter. I am not a hunter. I'm a firearms enthusiast, but no, I don't kill animals. I don't even when a bee flies into our house, we catch it and take it back outside. Say you might like it better out here. Bert, you saw the story about the hybrid Jaguar that backed into a Porsche before going straight forward and smashing into a Tesla and a Mercedes.
Since we have a minute, that was in the news. I don't know if the guy was just couldn't find the right pedal, because it sounds sort of unbelievable. He claims he wasn't on any pedal. The car on its own smashed a car in back, smashed a car in front, and it sounds a little unbelievable. Now, we do know that there's problems in the software of cars from time to time. There was a big problem with Audis way back, and Toyota had a problem that certain Lexuses would accelerate, and pretty much it's bugs in the software. But this, Vince, I don't know what to make of it. He's claiming the car did all this on its own. He wasn't touching anything. Seems a little unbelievable, but I don't know, Vince. What do you think?
Well, Bert, here's what I have read, that there was a gal who had a Tesla and she wanted to put it in forward, and she touched the screen, put it in reverse, stepped on the accelerator pedal, backed into a pond and drowned. We know that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a vehicle or ever been in a vehicle that has a touch screen for the transmission control?
No, I'd be scared of that.
I agree with that. And I've seen some Chryslers that have like a round puck, and it's like the size of a hockey puck, and you just turn this knob to select, forward, neutral,
Well, I have drive. That. Yeah, I have that like a round shift lever, which is, the way their cars are working now is it is pretty much an electronic control shifting. You're not really grabbing a lever like you did in the old days. But on the front panel display, I'd be a little scared of that. What if my kid accidentally pushes it trying to change the radio station?
Yeah. Yeah. And when you said the old days, like how old, Bert? Like, 2000, 2001,
yeah.
2004?
Yeah.
Build it. that describes every vehicle we have, the old days. I like it that way. I really do. I don't see any reason that the accounts should have, or the marketeers should have changed that. I see no reason. Bert, thank you so much. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.